manager of cruise at the Port of Sydney, Nicole McCauley, says visitors from the southern part of the U.S. are enjoying Cape Breton's weather.
Comments, and we, you know, our staff are very engaging with the passengers, and believe it or not, they don't mind when it's a little bit of a cooler day in spring in Sydney. So oftentimes we'll hear that folks are feeling bad if there's a ship in and it's a little bit cooler, but a lot of those folks are coming up from Texas or Florida, so they're enjoying a break from the heat. So that's always an interesting fact when we hear that from the passengers. They seem to enjoy Sydney in all weather.
The cruise ship passengers often enjoy tours of the historical sites in downtown Sydney, but McCauley says there are many day adventures outside the city as well.
I mean, the role of the port is really being the gateway to Cape Breton Island, so we want the passengers to be able to get out and explore the island in the time that they have here, and then hopefully come back, whether by ship or by air or car. And a lot of our passengers do go out to the Fortress of Louisbourg, the Alexander Graham Bell Museum, the Highland Village, the Miners Museum. So they do get a good taste of the island depending on the tours that they choose.
Meanwhile, McCauley says the port is trying to build on the dockside programming, which involves encouraging local people to engage with the passengers.
Knowing what can we control within the port property and the experience that they have. I mean, of course, we're working with all of our partners across the island, but we're really trying to enhance our music program. So both on ship days and some non-ship days, to try and bring community down, to think of the port as a place to come, to shop, to eat, to, you know, continue walking along the boardwalk. So the community is really welcome to come down here and engage with passengers. So that's something that we're really trying to see more of this year.
The Port of Sydney's season ends on November 3rd and wraps up October 15th in Louisbourg. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.